Good morning, I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to The Daily Punch, brought to you by Punch Bowl News. It is Thursday, April 21st, 2022. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines for the day. Number one, Nancy Pelosi's huge fundraiser. Number two, Scalise versus the Business Roundtable. And number three, Mark Wayne Mullen says he has the lead in Oklahoma. Let's get into the mix. We have some interesting information this morning about Nancy Pelosi. She raised more than $4.4 million at the Westin St. Francis in San Francisco Tuesday night. The fundraiser was conducted through the Nancy Pelosi Victory Fund, which is a joint fundraising committee between Pelosi's congressional account, Pelosi's PAC to the Future, and the DCCC. A Pelosi aide told us it was the single largest individual donor fundraiser in DCCC history. Now, with all the speculation that Nancy Pelosi could be in her last year as Speaker of the House and as a member of Congress, it's clear that she's not letting up on the gas pedal. I mean, she has raised now $1.1 billion since joining leadership 20 years ago, as we first reported earlier this month. And she raised a record $45.7 million for Democrats in the first quarter. I mean, it's just unbelievable money for Nancy Pelosi. And she continues to be the cash cow for the DCCC. Now the question is, if who takes over for Nancy Pelosi? That's not a conversation we're going to have this morning. But something Democrats need to think about is who could raise that kind of money. Now, there's two theories of the case. Number one, no one could raise this kind of money, which is difficult to say. But number two, a lot of people believe that, quite frankly, whoever's the Democratic leader will be able to raise this kind of money. We've seen that in Republican leadership. When John Boehner left, no one thought that anyone would be able to raise as much money as he did. Then Paul Ryan raised even more, and now Kevin McCarthy raises even more than both of them, perhaps even combined. Just a stunning amount of money for Pelosi during this congressional recess in San Francisco. On another note, quite the incident last night in Washington. Pelosi lit in to the FAA after the Capitol was evacuated when a small plane was tracked around the Capitol. The United States Capitol Police ordered an evacuation of the Capitol at 6:32 p.m. because they couldn't identify a Cessna that was flying close to the Capitol. It turns out that this Cessna had some parachuters on who are parachuting into Nationals Park. If you're not familiar with the geography of Capitol Hill, Nationals Park is not far from the Capitol, just down the road. Pelosi said the FAA's apparent failure to notify Capitol Police of the pre-planned flyover of National Stadium is outrageous and inexcusable. So I'd have to imagine that there's going to be some interesting conversations between the FAA and Capitol Police in the coming days. The number two story of the day, Scalise versus the BRT. Now, the Business Roundtable put out a number of policy proposals Tuesday to, in their view, help combat skyrocketing energy prices. Most notably, the statement calls for a carbon pricing system, something that businesses and activists are eager to put in place as a way to fight climate change and promote alternative energy sources. Now, what Scalise said here was really interesting. He put out a statement that blasted that plan and said, "By pushing radical policy positions like a national energy tax, the Business Roundtable will quickly find itself alongside fading organizations who lost their way." That's a hell of a threat from Steve Scalise, and along with Jeff Duncan of South Carolina and Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma. He's referring to the other organizations that have found themselves on the outs. Quite notably, is he's referring to the Chamber of Commerce, which got crosswise with Republicans when they endorsed a bunch of Democratic incumbents last election cycle. Now, just to be clear, the BRT is not calling for a national energy tax, but this is what Scalise is beginning to call a carbon pricing system. Now, there have been people who have been hopeful about the prospects of a carbon pricing system in Washington. Businesses, as I noted a second ago, other activists, but this is clear that Scalise wants nothing to do with that, and quite the threat as Republicans approach the House majority. Number three story of the day, Mark Wayne Mullen. This is interesting. Republican from Oklahoma, congressman from Oklahoma, is running for Senate, and his chief of staff sent out some internal polling that shows him handily leading the field in the primary. Now, this polling has Mark Wayne Mullen up with 42% of the primary vote, 33 percentage points ahead of T.W. Shannon, his closest competitor, and Luke Holland, the chief of staff to Jim Inhofe, who's retiring, who's they're vying for his seat, has only 6% of the primary vote. So Mark Wayne Mullen is trying to show this commanding lead. He is clearly a front runner, if not the front runner. He's an incumbent. He is has been in Congress for a long time. Quite interestingly, Mark Wayne Mullen said he would leave after a couple terms. He set that he made that promise when he first ran for Congress a number of years ago. He has far surpassed the term limits he put in for himself, but now he's trying to get into the Senate, and he's positioning himself as the clear front runner to replace Senator Jim Inhofe. With that, leave us a rating and review. You could subscribe to Punchbowl News at punchbowl.news. Have a great day and stay safe.